Listeners of Chori, from Saron to Somundium and everything in between. We broadcast 7 days a week, 24 hours per day. In Casey Schools, this is the show that we're busy with on a Monday. Is a weekly program featuring a school from the Drakenstein region. This program seeks to celebrate the schools and also those that are involved. This also includes the school's achievements, both academic, sport and extramural activities. Now tonight we're going to talk to teachers and also learners from the Al-Azhar Institute in Paarl. With me, I have my colleague, Julian. Hello, Khanan.
Hallo, goeienaand, Mr. Errol. Baie dankie. Goeienaand aan die luisteraars. Ja, welkom bij ons program. Casey Schools, yes, 107.7 FM, and we are ready to go.
Yes, let's go for a break, and after the break, we'll start talking to our guests. The sound that sets you free. KEC Schools. This is a program on a Monday between 6 and 7. We're talking about the school, this institution here with us. It's the Al-Azhar Institute here in Paarl. I've got two people here. We've got the principal and also I think it's one of the teachers. Hello, ma'am, and welcome on KEC.
Hi. Am I alive? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you and upon all our listeners.
And the other teacher?
Good evening. I am Adila from Al-Azhar Institute.
Oh, it's really nice to have you here with us here. Tell us more about the school, and not the school, but it's actually the institute, the history of it.
Right, so Al-Azhar Institute was founded in 1998 after a very long journey of a community knowing that there's a need and wanting something from the community to carry forward. And they then decided that what is more important than carrying forward knowledge? And from that, the idea of the Al-Azhar Institute was born to ensure that for generations on, we will continue to impart that knowledge to the next generation.
When exactly did the school start and why was it established?
So the school started in 1998, and Al-Azhar is almost a dual-purpose school. So it was started by the Paul Muslim Jama'ah in conjunction with the Judicial Council, the Muslim one, the MJC of Cape Town, because they saw that within the Paul community, we first had a Muslim school. The Muslim school was abolished. And they then said, what can we do to ensure that children are equipped with both secular and Islamic knowledge? And for that reason, it was then started in 1998.
Yes.
So it was started as a formal school from grade zero all the way up to matric.
Any highlights that stand out of the school?
Well, I am the principal for the past 4 years at Al-Azhar. And when we started by equipping our children. We believed in the saying of leaders develop leaders. And so you will find that our children leaving the school are very well rounded off. They take their place in the community, and they are also skillful in sports. Although we do not have big space, we use whatever space we can get, and you will find our learners on the premises with a ball during the PE periods and during breaks.
I've also noticed, I've spoken to one of the learners before we started on the show, and the person said he is one of the leaders, and as you just mentioned, ma'am, he said that people learning him to be a better leader. So you setting that example as leading the learners or the students there in the institute so that they can also be better learners.
Absolutely. On a Friday, instead of having teachers leading the assembly, for instance, we will have two or three learners leading the assembly with one teacher who is just guiding them. And you will find it very educational, the way the learners is leading the other learners. They know best what their peers want. And they know also the wrongs that must be set right within the peers group.
Oh, well, ladies, good evening from my side. I would like you to inform us what are the challenges at the school at the moment these days.
If I speak about challenges, I'm going to mention the big word, and that is funding. Funds, please, funds. That is a huge challenge. Then also, we don't, like I mentioned before, our children love to play, and we do not have enough space. We are still waiting on PMJ. They are doing the best they can, but really not fast enough for us to get the space that we really want. We would love to expose our children to more outings. We have one bus which was donated to us, but it's not sufficient for all our learners. So the other everyday challenges, like any other schools, we overcome. Alhamdulillah.
So that means you have enough teachers and the ratio of teachers and learners. What's the ratio then?
Absolutely, we have enough teachers, and I think there's actually a part that we assist WCED, because teachers who are in the fourth year and study from home, they come into Al-Azhar and they plow back into Al-Azhar. So it's a win-win situation. They get exposed to teaching and to work with the learners while we can make use of the expertise.
Okay, ma'am, as the principal of the school, what are your highlights for the day or for the week maybe? There's must always something special for the principal.
Yeah, there's always something. So right, there's always something special. I have my special group of learners. That is my naughty boys who will come every break. What can they do? When I ask, have you been naughty? No, principal. What would you like to do? Would you walk with us? I said yes. And then, shall we pick up the papers? Yes, we pick up the papers. We also have the learners who come say hello to me. More for the lollipops, the leftover lollipops. But they do come in, and I love them coming in. I have the seniors who walk past the glass castle, because that is the name that they gave the office. And then they will just wave at me. You have Hafiz Hamza that you just met. So true to him, when he sees me, he will always bow. He said. And those are all small things that make your day happy.
I know. I was at school also. You've got those naughty kids. And as you said, you must pick up papers or what. Well, is there other discipline that you do with the kids?
Oh, definitely. There are things as detention. Detention is never really after school. You must be very naughty to be after school. Detention is you take your lunch and you sit in opposite the principal. Cool. And you sit quietly. And you mustn't make a noise because she's working very hard. Those are for the smaller ones. It works well for them. The bigger ones, I have to change forever, because the one thing works today and it doesn't work tomorrow. So we keep on thinking. Lucky for us at Al-Azhar, we do not have major problems.
Okay. Anything else that you want to add, ma'am?
Oh, no. I just wanted to say that the sweets aren't just for the children. It's the only reason the teachers also come say hello. The leftover lollipops and sweets. That's our highlight, leftover lollipops and sweets.
Yeah, you nearly teased me by coming to that school. If there's any sweets available, I'll definitely be there. And as principal, what can be done to ensure learners maintain and remain focused and committed in the school? We heard about the challenges that you have.
Yeah. Firstly, we are fortunate to have teachers who know their fields. They are qualified in their field. So they know how to go about to get the attention of the children. We also try to make it easy for them by having in motivational speakers that address problems and help them through certain things. So a different voice, we believe, can do wonders. I can tell them the same thing over and over. They will enjoy a different voice and listen to that person. Then we have also very skilled people like our Sheikh Zarir with us. We help them in that in the second line. And we have Hafiz Mukhtar Abrams. So we have a lot of skilled people who can help us and who can motivate our children.
Ma'am, can you explain to us a typical day in your diary at Al-Azhar?
Al-Azhar start at 7:30. That is for the learners and all the teachers. We are there, winter and summer, 7:30 on the dot. Then the first half an hour is for the children for religious recital, small ones and the high school, especially the smaller ones, because they learn the rhymes over and over and over. I start 7:30 like everybody else, but I start with the non-Muslim learners. They are the learners that don't do the Islamic line. So I start with them, and in my 1.5 hour session, they must first have study period, and then the other half an hour, the last half an hour, they will work on their projects. They will also do homework, but I close my eyes as long as the homework is done by the when they get to the teacher. So for that, I close my eyes. So all meetings or dates that the people make, the secretary will schedule that from after 9 or 9:30 roundabout, so that I can get my bearings. Typical day, really not. At Al Azhar, there's always something offline or online. So, yeah, that is my day.
I also need to mention that the principal actually actively teaches a class. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you mentioned something, principal, something that it's like Muslim and non-Muslim people. So non-Muslim can also apply
to Al Azhar. Yes, we have two lines. We have the Islamic line, where we are aligned to the Jamia, and then we have the academic line, where we are aligned to WCED and Umalusi. Right, so we can take learners who's non-Muslim, and we have many of them, and they enjoy themselves at Al Azhar from grade R to grade, say, 6 or 4. They all attend classes, Muslim classes, whatever. There are 1 and 2 of the non-Muslims who are in the high school now, but they're still attending Muslim classes because they want to. And they read and do everything else. But we do not force you to attend the class in high school.
Extramural activities, besides the academic, what is there besides that?
We have our soccer balls. Let me say soccer balls, because we kick it around, and we have the rugby. At the school itself, we don't have enough place, so we have to go somewhere else to play. So outside the box, we have Salman Murad. He came in, and his team threw a couple of balls, rugby balls, with our children. And from that, they actually requested that we give them 20 learners from our side. And then they will take charge of those children at the academy. We also have a group that came in for soccer. So all our sports is actually happening under us, but outside.
Okay, well, let's go for a break, and after the break, we'll continue talking to the learners, the students of Al Azhar Institute in Paul. And I'm not going to say goodbye to the teachers and the principal. We'll be back. They'll greet us after all these interviews that we have with the students. Let's go for a break, and after that, we'll continue talking with the learners of Al Azhar.
Now all girls, this one is for yo, and God knows, oh, anything I said, oh, misconstrued, shine it fast and show, you could have lived on road, lane, street, or avenue, watch this, beating up one for no ideas, fans, fill up charm, you hear that, guaranteed, happy gonna live. You go by, and a lot of brothers shy, but you ain't even say hi, as they promise you the world just to be a lover, but you ain't trying to hear when they kiss the willy lover. The quickest way to the point is walk a straight line. Let us be friends, not a possession of mine. You see, slow or swift, I shift into gear, able to adjust and play it by ear. Patience is a virtue is a grace. Before I touch your waist, I put a smile on that face. Talk real candid, but I won't go too far. Massage you where it hurts, and things like doctor, kind of fun loving with a bogus charm. Rough around the edges, but I mean you no harm. The aim of the game is to alleviate strife, and you might ask, where have I been all your life? So,
if you try, boy, love, try, About you sure does please me, and I likes the fact that you're not easy. What you're looking for in a man you ain't found yet? Just so happens I got him from the outset. Drake's not sold in any shopping outlet. By the way, this is what you get. Mild-mannered most times, not cursory. Won't forget birthdays and anniversaries. Nerves of steel, I won't fall prey to rumor. Not bad to look at, and an acute sense of humor. Hang with the roughest, but certainly not a rudy. Sometimes I shut up cause I'm a little bit moody. Your chain. I'm a missing link, and I'm always wondering what you think. I was told in romance that I got it going on. In other words, girl, big things I want, so. To the fullest, breakfast in bed. Yo, tell them I said, chivalry ain't dead. Big Shaka Zulu Romeo, that's how I'm living. Sweetheart, I get mine from giving. I can go on for extra days. Now how do I love thee in infinite ways? Yo, roses are red and violets are blue. What I say, I saw all about you soon.
Here's your tune to KC Schools. KC Schools on a Monday between 6 and 7. This is where we had talk to schools, invite them, talking about the achievements and what they're doing, etc. And if there's a school that you want to feature on this segment, this program, the program, you can send it to programs@radiokc.org.za. With us, my co-presenter here is Julian. And with us, we have Al Azhar Institute from Paul. And the two guys here, they are sports people. Hello, gentlemen, and welcome on KC.
Hi, sir. Thank you for having us. My name is Tony Zinyama. I live in Bikwini.
Okay, and you, sir?
Good afternoon, everyone.
My name is Amir Baghdadi. I live in Northern Paul, and I play soccer.
And you play also soccer?
I play soccer for a club that's called Grove Soccer Academy.
Which school in which club in Bikwini?
It's based in Cape Town, sir.
Oh, Cape Town.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your role model when it comes to soccer?
Actually, I don't have a role model. I just look up to many people. I look up to Paul Pogba, Gavi, Thiago Silva, Thiago Alcantara. I look up to a lot of people, especially the ones that play on my position.
Your position is?
CDM, Central Defensive Midfield. It's actually a hard position.
I know. I've played right back when I played soccer. I played right back. And you, sir?
I play for a soccer club named Paul Rock. It's just here. I play a left wing. I don't really have an idol. I actually look up to myself because at the end of the day, you need to aim to become the best version of yourself. But not if you look up now, for example, you look up to Messi. You mustn't aim to be as good as Messi. You have to aim to be better than Messi. You need to reach your full potential. But my actual idol in football is Kylian Mbappe.
And how do you balance this exercise and your academy?
It's actually difficult, sir, because my school comes out at 3 o'clock. That's actually, and yeah, when I come back from school, I have to go to practice, and practice is mostly 1 hour, and coach won't accept as like homework is an excuse to not come to practice. You'll have to come to practice no matter what. So it's actually hard because I come back like around 6 o'clock at home, and I still have to take a bath and take a rest and eat and go back to my studies. So it's actually hard, sir. I find it difficult.
My school also comes out at 3, so I get home approximately 3:30. I eat, I walk to training, which is 10 minutes from home. I'm the earliest there because I'm captain, but not only because I'm the best player, it's because I put in effort at home. When I do not train at the club, I do train at home, but there are some days that I do not train because you need to give your body a rest.
Yes, so. Guys, from my side, how did you get involved into soccer? You know, our country is mainly a rugby-focused country. Yes, so, where did the interest start?
In the place that I live in, sir, in Bikwini, mostly soccer. Like, people there love soccer, really support soccer. So I started playing soccer, like, at a young age. I started playing soccer with the older people, like four years older than me, calling me on the streets. It was like 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. My mother was shouting at me every single day, but Tony, come back. What are you doing on the streets at night? And all that. But I started playing soccer at a young age. Till now, I love it. It's the best sport ever. I think it's the best sport ever because the physicality, emotionality, mentally, you have to be strong. It's actually a good sport. I think sir should try it also.
And you, sir?
It all started when I was small. Me and my mother went through rough times. So as I grew up, I started watching the sport over and over, and I thought to myself, okay, that's my future. But the main thing is that I love the sport a lot, and me and my mother, my mother is not that financially strong. So I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to become the best version of me, and one day I'm going to give my children the life that I never had.
Yes, guys, since I'm also a teacher, I would just like you to give a little bit appreciation to your teachers at your school.
I would
who inspired you to do stuff like this, you know?
Yes, yes, sir. I would like to appreciate Miss Kelly Julius and Miss Salama Hendricks. They actually, at my school, there's no soccer. So now, I remember when there was a real Betis camp here in town. Like, I got that message like late at night. So I had to forward that message to Miss Kelly. And it was after hours because I usually message Miss Kelly during hours. And it was like after nine. So I was like, I have to send it to Miss Kelly. So I sent it to her. When I sent it to her, she responded so quick that I never thought about she was going to respond so quickly. She was like, okay, Tony, I'm on to it. And the next day, Miss Kelly was like, Tony, don't worry, I've got this. I was even nervous because I thought like, nah, Miss Kelly's a rugby person, she doesn't like soccer. So now after that day, the following day, she came with a response and she was like, Tony, I got you guys in the Real Betis camp. And I was like, I was so happy because it was the first time something involving soccer happening at my school. So now the following Friday, we went to the Real Betis and some of us made it. And I'm really grateful for that type of opportunity that Miss Kelly gave us. And Miss Salama Hendricks fought for us. She was like, she gave us transport in everything that we didn't have. So I would love to give a shout out to them also.
I would like to thank three people. Hafiz Mukhtar, principal, and teacher Salama. Firstly, I'm going to start by Hafiz. Hafiz is a very kind person. He cares for me a lot. He teaches me a lot about Deen, and he gives me a lot of life lessons. Secondly, Ms. Salama, she's a very nice, she gives us PT at school. She's a very nice teacher. She lets us play soccer, and she gives us very nice exercises to do, which helps a lot with soccer. And it's because of her, actually, that we got to the Real Betis trials, and it's because of her that we had a coach and everything, so I want to thank her. And thirdly, my principal, she talks to me every day. She tries to help me because she knows my circumstances. She does a lot for me, and I want to thank her for that.
I mean, in a sport, you learn something. In any sport, you learn like discipline, you learn like whatever it is in a sport. What have you learned in soccer?
I've learned respect. You have to respect your opponents. You like, for example, going into a game, looking at your opponents, you mustn't doubt them. You have to respect them. You have to read them. You have to be physically strong, mentally strong, emotionally strong. Because soccer is a physical sport. You can get injured. You can get a life injury. Something like that. Mentally, you team can lose a final, a UEFA Champions League final, and you're going to be mentally disturbed in like that. Something like that. I've learned a lot in soccer, sir.
Yes, sir.
What I've learned in soccer is that your circumstances is never going to determine what you can become. Look at Cristiano Ronaldo. He was very poor. He met his mother. So look where he is now. So my moral is that I always love by is your circumstances will never determine what you're about to become or what you can become.
If which team do you want to play? A national or international? And why?
I would like to play international. I would love to play for Liverpool. It's a club in England. Their style of play, I love it. They like knocking the ball. They don't just kick the ball in front and all that. They knock the ball. They have like shape and everything is organized in them. I love that's the best club in the world.
And you, sir?
I'd like to play for Man City one day, because they're the best team in the Premier League. They recently won the Champions League. They never had one, so it's very a big, how can I say, big achievement. They're my club. I love them a lot, so I was very happy when they won the Champions League. But their style of play is very good. They know when to attack. They know when to defend. Their passing is good. Their tiki-taka is good. We have the best coach in the world and the best players, and we are the best team in the Premier League.
I mean, these two teams are rivals, and I know that. It's like the Springboks and the All Blacks. Is that same rivalry also at school? Look at the two teams, English Premier. So is it also them teasing people and say, hey, Liverpool at the Gavini, Manchester at the Gavini? Also that? Is it also there by you guys?
Yes, yes.
Uncle, like, we would go home on Fridays and there would be games on weekends, and like, if his team would lose, and like, we play soccer every day at school, every day, there's not a day that we miss. And then we have like Arsenal supporters, Man United supporters. If Man United would lose, we would all time make joke of that guy. If his team would lose, we would make jokes of him. If my team would lose, they would make joke of me, which we don't lose because obviously we're the best team. But yeah, it's actually nice that not all of us support the same team, because that makes it actually fun, the rivalry.
And even what you said, sir, they're playing soccer every day. It's true, though. We play soccer every day. We even go to class like 10 or 5 minutes late. The teachers would send us to principal. The principal would scowl. And yeah, because of the enjoyment of the sport, for the love of the sport, we love playing soccer. We can't help it, sir. We can't help it.
So you are the regulars at the principal office?
Not the regulars. Something like that.
Okay, gentlemen, thanks again. All of the best. And your dreams come true, academic as well as in sport. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry, sir. Can I just give a shout-out to my sister? I just want to give a shout-out to Tafatso Zinyama Haley.
Okay. Well.
In the bedroom. Number 3, never leave keys in a gate or lock. Number 4, the locks on the outside doors should be changed when you move into a new home or after keys have been lost or stolen.
This was another safety tip by Paul AC Rottweiler Security. Visit www.pacrs.co.za for more information.
Yeah, this is another Crybaby production, and I've got my homeboy Damian on piano, bass. Now to all the sexy ladies, I want you to enjoy yourself. To all the fellas in the house, just have a lovely day. So, you say you're feeling down, I want you to listen to this. See, I got something to say.
So you say you're feeling down, I turn your frown right upside down. I think I got just what you need. I got that magic remedy. Your feet up on the floor, leave your problems at the door. Think I know this is what you came here for. Now take your left foot, right foot, move it all around. Yeah, left arm, right arm. Left foot, right foot, move it to the sound. Yeah, left arm, right arm. Yeah. Satisfy you. I might not have the melody, but I'm gonna rap it to the beat.
Now you got to listen.
Oh, yeah.
This is my prescription.
I said one step forward, two steps back. Spin around and enjoy the trip.
Left foot, right foot.
I said, come on, baby.
Left arm, right arm.
You can meet me on the dance floor.
Left foot, right foot.
Baby, you know you got to.
Do this dance,
if you have-
opportunity and welcome a very good friend of mine. Yeah. Put your hands together. I said, put your hands together for Cameron Ward. That's right. Come on. Right now, now that all of us is all warmed up, you know, got our joints all loose, I know you got your one drink in your hand, and you're just feeling this, and I would just like to, you know, announce that.
Righto, we are back on air, and we are live here on Casey Schools, and tonight we have teachers and learners from Al-Azhar Institute in Paarl. I have three ladies here in front of me. Can they all just introduce them, starting from the oldest there?
Good evening and assalamu alaikum to all of the listeners. I am Thuraya Fredericks. I am a former learner and current teacher at Al-Azhar Institute of Paarl.
Good evening and assalamu alaikum to everyone listening. I am Akifa Thomas and a current grade 11 learner at Al-Azhar Institute of Paarl.
Assalamu alaikum, I am Leila Woodington and I am a grade 9 learner at Al-Azhar Institute of Paarl.
Yes, very interesting stuff that the ladies are going to talk to us about is that they are into, I'm not going to say that because our schools doesn't have that, so one of them are going to tell us what are they doing there at the school.
So at our school we have a student council and media team which started around about 2018 and 2019, but due to COVID in 2020, so we had to stop everything or like slow it down in a way. And then in 2021, we started it up again, but at a smaller scale. So we are looking to make it bigger again with the learners in the school because it provides a lot of opportunity. With the student council and media team, we do like fundraising of the school. We do every year a newsletter for the school and all of that. And along with being on the student council and media team, I'm also on the Paarl Junior Town Council, which is an opportunity that I got because I am on the student council and media team. And it actually taught me a lot and brought great opportunities my way. And I think that every learner in the school who is interested in it should join.
Something. My question is the student council. Are they the in between the learners, the students, and the teachers? What is their job actually? What do they do?
We basically like do all, like not all, but we do, like I said, fundraising events and the things that happen in the school we put in the newsletter. So like last year we had the match for the March for Palestine in support of that. So we took photos there and we will put that like into the newspaper for the community to see, like the children take it home to their parents on the reports day and then they can see it and show their family members and then they see what we do at school.
Where do you get your news from when it comes to the media?
The media, it's like news within the school, so it's things that happen, like maybe it's like with the festival now, then we will maybe mention it in the newsletter that the festival was there and we did this and that at the festival, for an example.
Anything that you want to add, ma'am?
No, sir.
I want to talk to the ex-learner at the school. I know exactly. This is a question that I would want to ask her. I mean, as a former student, as a former learner from the school, you know what kind of learner you were?
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Tough? Sy het uitgedrein, sy het niks rules gevat nie, sy het die maakie sak, wat die onderwijzer sê nie, you do your stuff. Now the roles have changed. Now you're standing in front of the class, the same student, not the same students, but the students at the same school. How do you handle it, ma'am?
Okay, so I was fortunate enough to get the opportunity to go into the school in my final year for practical, so I did get some exposure, and then I started working at the school this year. So as a first-year teacher, payback is real. I was a very talkative learner. I would choose to have conversations instead of completing my work, and now I'm on the receiving end of that. I find myself repeating things that my teachers used to say, keep quiet, sit down, stop talking, can you finish your work, things like that. So on the receiving end, it is quite interesting, especially with the little ones that I do have.
Can any of you of the ladies explain to me what was the most interesting stuff or the most interesting news that you got and had? It was like this was big news.
It was big at the school.
I do think that we should mention that the school reached a milestone this year, so yes, 25 years. So that was very important.
We had our school's 25th anniversary history event in August. And it was celebrated with all the ex-learners, teachers and principals, yeah. And all as well, yes. As yes. Special guest of the school.
And specifically Salman Murat.
Yes. Yes.
One of those pearl lights, as a Katsuma say. Yo, want to say something?
No,
not yet. So that is where you get your news from. Mm-hmm. And do you get is it only how do you distribute those news? Is it via social media? Is there a paper, or how do I want to get more
our
info?
Our school does have an Instagram and Facebook page. If you search Al Azhar Institute of Paul, it will pop up. But with the newsletter specifically, it will get compiled into like a newspaper format almost, and then it will be distributed to everyone in the school.
Ma'am, since you haven't spoken a little bit to us, can you just explain to us how did you get involved into this thing that you are doing at school?
They were going around asking the high school learners who wanted to join the student council or the JTC, and I wanted to, but I wasn't there on the day they announced it. So on the day they came to collect all the payments or the students' names, I only heard about it then, but I convinced the teacher to give me an extra amount of time to ask my mother if I could join, and she said it was a good opportunity, I should go for it, she'll pay for everything, and that's how I joined.
Great stuff. So there were some leadership skills in you.
Yes.
So now, thank you very much.
And I also noticed that everything comes from leadership. I mean, whether the principal also said leadership.
Yes.
We lead these people so that they can also be better leaders.
Yes.
So that is part of the daily process.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Yes, I think that we do have a shining example of a leader in our principal. So we do follow her. She as an open door policy. So anything that you need to know, anything you are unsure about, we always feel comfortable going to her. So I do think that we take a lot from her as a leader. And
Are you involved in extramural activities?
Yes, we are. We are aiming to bring in mini cricket and mini rugby, hopefully, with our little ones. It's a healthy distraction for them from academics. So it gives them time to just let go and enjoy it, and our learners do really enjoy playing in their free time. They might not play with all the proper rules, but you can see that they do enjoy it. So that's one or two of the things that we.
And I think that was why Salma Murat was here. He said, "Listen, let's start something. There's nothing for these people at Al Azhar to promote any sport. So you're taking it further. Any help from any? I think my coach also said something about a club, a vineyard club, ne?
Yes.
Vineyard
yes.
club. Are they also giving back to the to the school, or how do they do it?
A lot of the boys at school play for Vineyards itself, so. In a way, they are like involved there because there are more than like a couple of learners that I'm friends with that play for Vineyards. And they will come to school and they will tell me, oh, we had a match and we won, like that.
Always win?
I'm not sure.
and teacher, you must be very proud of the people that comes through your hand now that you see listen, this is I have an input in these kids. I have an input and I can see the product that I'm putting back. To forget about your past,
yes,
how we did it. Now the fact that you put back into kids and see these people are progressing in what they're doing.
Definitely, yes. When I was in school and I was trying to decide what I wanted to do, I always thought, how would I be able to give back to my community? And being a teacher is one of the ways that you can do that, because you have a hand in the leaders of tomorrow. The same way that my educators, some of who I work with now, had a hand in who I am as a professional today. So I do think that I'm very appreciative of that. And as a first-year teacher, I'm not exactly there where I can say, okay, I had a hand in this lawyer or this teacher or this doctor, but hopefully, God willing, I will get there one day. But, yeah.
Okay, thank you, ladies. We'll get the next batch of people to talk with us about their priorities and also their projects and what they're doing there at the school. Thanks again, ladies. And
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just between us, see you at the bazaar.
T-shirt, Levi's, polarized lens, four-wheel drive, Mercedes, Benz. I am Gujarati, Zulu Kingdom, original Khoisan, Anglo-Saxon. What did you call me? Goatskin on my wrist next to Lakshmi's thread. My earth turns gold, my rivers run red. I am French Huguenot, dentured Hindu, 1820, 1652. What did you call me? Pangas in the sugarcane, fire on the hill, single malt in the dunes, I'll drive. I don't spill, I am southern suburbs, Mams in Toti, Higginson Highway, Shawshank. What did you call me? What did you call me? President's keeper, email leaker, Bafana Republic, thank you FIFA. I am chunk status, state capture, flying economy, born free loader. What did you call me? What did you call me? Ancestral visa, K-Mash section T, I have reason to believe.
Yes, 107.7, the sound that sets you free. KEC Schools on a Monday between 6 and 7. And this is where we talk about schools, different schools in the Drakenstein area. And as I said, you're more than welcome. If your schools wants to be part of the project, not a project, but a part of the program, you're more than welcome to send us your email in email to programs at radiokec.org.za. We've got my other friends. I think this is the last bunch of people that will be talking to us. Just introduce yourself first, your name, and etc.
Hi, hello, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Hamza, and I am the head boy of Al Azhar, chairperson of Student and Media Council, senior prefect as well. Yeah, that's me.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm Washfi Kaufman, a grade 10 learner at Al Azhar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good evening. My name is Akifa Biadin. I'm a grade 10 learner at Al Azhar Institute of Paul.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good evening. My name is Leila Rogers and I'm a grade 10 learner at Al Azhar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm a teacher at Al Azhar Institute of Paul, grade 2 teacher, and I'm here tonight just to say who and what I am.
Okay, I think the kids decided, usually the kids at school, you decide who's doing first, but these kids said, you must go first, ma'am.
Good evening. I am the teacher there, and I started there in 2019. And I must say that I really enjoyed at the school. I'm a non-Muslim teacher, Christian teacher, and we're not just one, we're more than one. And I have been accepted in the family as part of them. And I really do work nice. I enjoy being with them. And I must say, we work as a family there. There's no, you know, like in the olden days where schools were together and everybody, Muslims and non-Muslims, were together. It feels like that I'm at home when I'm there with them. Thank you.
Okay, the team that's here, let's, the ladies, they are on the team. Firstly, let's start with this lady, the grade 10 learner.
My name is Leila Rogers, and I am currently in grade 10. I have been here for primary and high school. The advantages of being at the school for so long is that I get to learn more about Islam. Another advantage is I get to form a good relationship with teachers at the school. Al-Azhar is an Islamic school and provides Islamic education to young school students. It is beneficial as it educates them about core Islamic concepts such as the five pillars of Islam at an early age and helps them to develop the Islamic way of life from an early age. All of this is in line with the school's code of conduct and uniform. At Al-Azhar, we have various cultures no matter what religion you are. The school participates in extracurricular activities and Islamic competitions.
Thank you. The next person.
My name is Akifa Biodin. I'm a learner at Al-Azhar Institute of Paul. I'll be speaking about how I joined the Nasheed group of Al-Azhar. A Nasheed group is like a school choir which girls and boys are allowed to participate in. The difference between a Nasheed group and a school choir is that in a Nasheed group, we only use drums and not string instruments, for example, guitar, piano, etc. A Nasheed group is like an a cappella group. Nasheeds are not like songs, but it is how we express what Islam is all about. Doing a nasheed is a fun experience for me. I learned so many things from teacher Amira Maya, the nasheed teacher. I learned how to use my voice in different pitches and tones. The reason why I joined the nasheed was that the nasheed teacher is a wonderful teacher and she makes everyone feel welcome whether you can sing or not. She gives everyone a fair chance. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good evening, all listeners and representatives. My name is Washfi Kaufman. I'm 16 years old and a grade 10 learner at Al-Azhar Institute of PA. I came from an Afrikaans background. I attended my primary school years at St. Albans Primary, Wellington. After finishing grade 7, I went to Al-Azhar Institute, Paul. At first, it was difficult coping with subjects given in English. I thought that I would not make it because it was very challenging to adapt, but I didn't give up. I had to put in a lot of effort and hard work in order for me to be successful. The respected principal, Rashida Kibadu, teachers, Khalifas, and learners at Al-Azhar made me realize that it is not about fitting in, but it's about standing out. Shukran.
And then we have our head boy. He praat ook so 'n bietjie Afrikaans, né?
Ek praat baie goed Engels.
Okay, dan sê goed Engels. Yeah. Maar nou, as die head boy van die skool, daar is 'n responsibility on your shoulders, like in a school, and the teachers and the principal come to you and say, check this out, and even the student council, they're underneath you. How do you guys handle specifically?
Yes, 100%. So there was this one question that you asked one of the learners prior that was here before. You asked him, it was, what happens, is there any communication between the learners and the teachers? So that's where I come in, that's my role. So what happens with me is, if there's any learner that's experienced experiencing any difficulties and they are scared to go to the teachers, or they just feel like they can't speak to the teachers, and they come to me and then they explain all of those things to me, and then I can take it further, because then I'm also part of the SGB, the school's board, the Board of Governors. So I'm a learner representative on that board as well. So to all the annual meetings that they do have, I go there and I express myself as a learner, and if there's anything that I can do on from my side. So yes, responsibilities is very heavy. There's a lot. But I must say a warm thank you to all my teachers that stand behind me, and our beloved principal, Rashida Kibudu, and there's a people that teach us. You know, there's this one saying that from a very young age they taught us was leaders must teach youngsters, or leaders must teach the rest how to become leaders. And that's literally what's happening to me right now, because I feel it every day. I feel it every day. Bringing in the children after break and all. And I must say, being in a space where everybody is taught manners from a very young age, from grade one already, you are, this manners is instilled with you at Al-Azhar. You cannot speak back to your teachers. You cannot speak back to any learner that holds a rank, a senior prefect, a prefect, a head boy, a head girl, deputy. You must respect everybody for who they are. And that's literally gave us, we can just say thank you to our teachers and learners as well.
Yes, back to you, ma'am. As he is the head boy, how was he chosen? I see him here, but can you just give us a little bit of why they choose him?
Do you know what? He is intelligent. He sets an example. He is always, you know, he's just that person everybody looks up to. And he's also a Hafiz there, so he knows the Quran from, he learned everything about the Quran. So he's an example in every way to all the students, and he's really somebody they can lean on at the school.
Yes, unfortunately, we are, time is running out, and thanks again for being here. And all of you guys, the teachers, and also the learners of Al-Azhar Institute in Nepal. Just a shout out, just in short, please.
To end off, it's me, Washfi Kaufman, again. To end off, I would like to give a shout out to my parents, grandparents, my respected principal, Rashida Kibadu, teachers, Halifas, and my beloved teacher, Amira Mayer, and my sibling, Amisha Hoffman, and my friends, Kailan Smith and Jamie Lee Titus. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my journey at Al-Azhar Institute of Pal. Shukran.
Thanks again. Enjoy the rest of the evening, and until we meet again at the bazaar.
As u vind dat enige van ons programme aansluit gee, kontak die onafhanklike kommunikasieowerheid van Suid-Afrika by 011-326-3130 of e-pos na bccsa@napsa.co.za.
Hoekom radio? Radio is die tweede grootste media sektor na TV. Gemeenskapradio beteken jy praat met die regte gehoor sonder enige vermorsing. Radio is baie bekostigbaar. Radio is groot. Radio is in jou huis, in jou motorvoertuig, op jou selfoon, op jou rekenaar en op kantoor. Hoekom radio? Hoekom nie? Indien jy op Radio Kasi wil adverteer, kontak my, Mani Bester, nou op 073-178-3414 of e-pos my nou by sales1@radiokasi.org.za. Moenie wag nie. Nou is te laat.
The city's favorite, KC 107.7 FM. The sound that sets you free.